I've been very happy to share with you over the past weeks some thoughts on friendship taken from The Prophet, a series of poems by Khalil Gibran that you can find on the internet if you want to follow. And I've reached about a third of the way through, or halfway really. When you part from your friend, you grieve not. For that which you love most in him may be clearer in his absence, as the mountain to the climber is clearer from the plain. Well, I'm the wrong shape for mountaineering, but I can well imagine if a person was wanting to climb the Eiger in Switzerland, this sheer north-facing rock. If you've got a big tummy, you can't get up to it. If you've got a big posterior, you'll fall off backwards. But even if you're hugging the Eiger, all you can see is just a few inches where your eyes are. You can't see the magnificence of the Eiger. But it's only if you distance yourself and have a cup of coffee at Wengen or Interlaken or somewhere like that, that you can see the magnificence and size of this mountain called the Eiger. Now, most friends are too big to be seen close up. It's really only when we distance ourselves from a friend that we can see the magnificence of that gift of friendship. Mary Magdalene grabbed our Lord's feet and said, "Don't go." And our Lord said, "You must allow me to go." And it was only when he distanced himself that they saw his glory. But so often people go round as dipoles. On sports day, we used to have things called three-legged races, where two people would tie a leg each together and see if they could hobble along with sort of three legs between them. And of course, we giggled like mad because after a few yards, one would pull the other one down, because actually, we become each other's handicap. That is why I personally don't enjoy the hymn at all called Bind Us Together. You know, it's like a three-legged race. The last thing the Lord wants to do is to bind us together. We try and separate Siamese twins. But when people can distance themselves a bit, they're sometimes frightened that somebody else might get in between them. That's why we can go around something like kissing gouramis, you know, always in contact, and we can become each other's handicap. But if one lives in the heart, as opposed to just the head, one knows what a divided heart is, and also a broken heart. There are some people in life who are like butterflies. They travel a long way, visiting various friends, but never actually staying very long or going very deep, maybe. I'm a person who's like a wisdom tooth. I put in deep roots wherever I go. But the trouble is, if we're incarnate in that way, with deep roots, the extraction is much more painful for a wisdom tooth than if it was just an eye tooth, with shallow root, maybe. I remember years ago, at Heathrow Airport, they started landing jumbo jets. And I was passing early one morning, and I thought I'd call in to see how the airport authorities were handling these enormous planes with all the luggage for 400 people. Well, in Terminal 3 in those days, they decided to separate departures and arrivals. They had originally been in one building. And I remember the difference between arrivals and departures in transcontinental terminal. It's very different. In the arrivals section, there'd be lots of people waiting for their loved ones. Perhaps they've been coming home after 25 years in Australia. And sometimes the door from the customs will open, and some Australians, probably been drinking rather well all night, came tottering out carrying cola bears and things, did a double take seeing all these people. And then there were shrieks of delight and laughter hilarity, reunions. But departures was a very different situation. In departures, people would be weeping. They'd wave, they'd go into the gate, then they'd come out again and wave again. It was absolutely heartbreaking, because maybe somebody was going to the other end of the world for 25 years. So if we're people who go deep in friendships, we're going to have the agonies as well as the ecstasies. So the arrivals of friends will be extra special, but the departures will be extra painful. Our Lord seems to be a person who's thoroughly incarnate. He went very deep with everyone. He didn't want to make his departure. When he had his last meal, he said, "It's with great joy I've looked forward to sharing this Passover, but now is my soul troubled. And I'm leaving you, but I shall return." So if anyone knows the agonies and the ecstasies of deep friendship and the arrivals and departures, know that the Lord has been there. So, as Khalil Gibran wrote, "When you part from your friend, you grieve not. For that which you love most in him may be clearer in his absence, as the mountain to the climber is clearer from the plain." I have friends all over the world, deep, deep friends. But we've almost passed the problems of geography now. We live in each other's hearts. So distance, geographical distance, isn't the most important thing. Because as our Lord said, "Make your home in me, and I make mine in you. And I shall come and make my home in you." Wherever he is within, with our permission. Amen.